Give yourself small goals every day. Not just that. Like, I'm talking about as small as making your bed, brushing your teeth in the morning. That self-care that you need to do anyway, every day anyway, that make those part of your goals.
Yo, what up? It's me. It's me. It's your boy K Fitz bringing that new just for you, that real that you can feel. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Altitude Podcast, the show that is all about growth. Please make sure that you're following us on all major platforms. That includes your IGs, your Twitters, your Facebook, all of that. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. I'm talking about Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast. The cast that's on your leg, that's the only one we can't do. But make sure you subscribe to every other one. I promise you the content is worth your time. And today, what we're going to talk about is, as always, a very, very sensitive subject, but it's only sensitive to those that are not getting after their life goals today. Today, we're going to have a discussion on a fear of flying. And what do I mean by fear of flying? Fear of flying means the fear that you will not be able to do what you want to do in life, achieve your goals, your dreams, your moves, however you want to call it. And a lot of people say that they want to go do all these great things, but they're not actually on the ground getting after it. So today, I decided to bring someone to the table that I know is going to bring it to you straight. So today, I brought a man I have a lot of respect for. I mean a tremendous amount of respect. We're talking about a man who went through multiple jobs, multiple careers, former veteran. This man has done some of everything. He now owns his own consulting firm where he delves in multiple fields. We're talking from finance to insurance to legal aids to whatever it is you want. I guarantee this man can figure it out. So with that being said, I got to bring to the table the CEO of Harrison Gray Consulting. Mr. Harrison Gray, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm all right, man. Thanks for having me.
Man, we are glad to have you here because we know you're going to tell everybody the truth, and that's exactly what we need to hear. So, sir, real quick, before we really get deep, can you give everybody a little bit of background on who you are and where what brought you to the point you're at in life right now?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'd love to share. So, my name is Harrison Gray. Thanks for the hands down greatest intro I've ever heard in my life. Thanks, Ken. Yeah, so like you said, I'm a vet. I did a jack of all different trades, you know, even from paving the grading to tow truck driving to bartending and just like serving tables and stuff like that. So I did medicine for the past 13 years before I left the military. And then I got into sales, went from sales to insurance, and insurance to real estate, and then real estate into consulting. So I want to help people with the experience that I've gained and the knowledge that I've gained over the years and the people that I went to mentor me on everything that I make available and that I discuss with a lot of different people and just everybody, honestly. But hands down, I just want to help people the best of my ability to help them understand that what's not being taught in schools that need to be taught in the home. But the parents don't know about it yet. So we got to make sure that the parents know about it so that parents can teach their children about it so that we generate this generational wealth that everybody wants, but nobody wants to work for. So that's basically what I'm here for.
Sir, I'll tell you right now, I'm more than confident that you and all the moves that you're making right now, you're going to take a lot of people to the next level in altitude. And we're just glad to have you here so that we can pick your brain and kind of take people to that next level. Hey, so Mr. Gray, we put together a list of what we perceive to be reasons why a lot of men have a fear of flying and just going out and getting after their goals. So what I want to do is I want to go through this list. And as we go through each one, we're going to stop and we're just going to receive your thoughts and your feedback on each area. I'm just going to throw it up and we're going to let you slam it down the exact way it needs to be said. As the truth.
Not all a right. problem.
So, sir, here we go. So the first reason that we believe that men have a fear of flying, we think a lot of people have a fear of flying because they have a lack of vision. And when I say a lack of vision, I means that those people, those men, they lack clear goals and they never took the time to make real objectives. So now they're at a point in life where they're ready to go out and they want to do all these things, but they won't go out and chase it because they don't have the vision to get the job done. So they stay at home or they just never go. And then one day they reach that what if point. What are your thoughts on men not going after it because they have a lack of vision?
Yeah. So it's, I like how you use the word objective because they stay in the subjective. If they don't move, that means that they're being subjected to their own plight. They can't see what we see. They can't see what's right in front of them, or they just don't know what they don't know. So a lot of the time they have a passion or they have a feel that they want to do, but they feel stuck at their job or they can't say, I don't have time for it. Or it's a lot of it has to do with their mindset. Their mindset that they don't have enough time, that they don't have enough money, that they don't have enough creativity or intellect to do what they're trying to do. But you just got to make the steps to figure it out. You know, you got to make the time. You got to stay up until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, if necessary, to get what you need to get done so that you can carry on the next day and keep building it. But a lot of them is lacking that vision because they're lacking the objective. They can't see things objectively.
But what it makes me wonder is, why is it that so many men don't see the objective? I can personally say for myself that as I progress through life, I've gone through a lot of different challenges. But as I go through those challenges, I still take the time to stop, freeze, and frame the situation so that I can set a clear goal and get to that end state that I'm trying to get to. So what is it that you think is stopping them from getting the objective? I do think you said part of it earlier when you were talking about men not taking the time to frame the goals, or because their parents are just didn't know how to teach them to do it. So yeah. What do you think is causing that?
I believe it's indoctrination. I believe it's through the generations, the parents are taught this from their parents and their parents before them and their parents before them. So they only know what they know, and they just pass it down from generation to generation. Even when one generation gets an inkling of something different, they're scared to step out of their comfort zone to initiate what they want or go through the steps that they need to do to get things done, because they're comfortable with where they are. They're uncomfortable with the unknown, but without uncomfortability, there is no growth.
Wow. I guess what that makes me wonder is, what does a man have to do to get to that vision? Because I know for people like you and I don't want to necessarily say it's in our DNA, because it's not like we were just born and we like popped out and said, I'm going to go run a company. That's not necessarily how it works. But eventually, people like you and I, we said we want it and we made it black and white, and then we started chasing it. So what can someone do who doesn't understand, who doesn't have the vision? What can they do to finally create one?
Well, that's the problem. You can't. Mm. It's already there. It's already in you. It's something that you've been doing your entire life, something that you love to do. For me, it was being the middleman. I noticed that I've been a middleman my entire life. I connect people with other people and just never made money on it. I can decipher information effectively and regurgitate it in a way you can understand it. That's mine. Everybody else has their own little thing that they can do, and then they just have to learn how to monetize it. They have to learn how to make it their day-to-day life. But that takes, some people it takes rock bottom. Some people it takes losing somebody. Sometimes it takes losing something. Sometimes it takes getting a rude awakening in your face. So I worked 30 years at this job and now they're tanking me and now I don't know what to do. Sometimes it takes that push from the universe for you to be able to see your own vision, because no one can point it to you.
Man, that's gentlemen, the biggest thing I could tell you to take away from what he just said, if you don't have a vision, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. So you need to really look deep in yourself and identify what it is that you do well, and figure out how to monetize it, because everybody's got
something. But I also think you need to understand the difference between a goal and a vision.
Woo. Hey, talk that talk.
So the goal is your task that you have to complete to get to the next task, the next goal, the next bigger step, the next level, the next scale, or whatever you're trying to do. That's a goal. A vision is something that you can see, that you know, and you believe in your heart that you can attain it, but you have no idea how long it's going to take.
Wow. Sir, I got nothing. I got nothing. So,
A Harrison Gray original, by the way.
I'm leaving that one alone. I'm going to take it with me, but I'm not following that one up. So on that note, we're going to go to number two. So the second reason we believe a lot of men have a fear of flying is because they have a poor inner circle. So when I say poor inner circle, I mean that the people they have immediately around them, they may provide love, they may provide support, they may have their back when situations go bad. But when it's time for them to go out and chase something, it's almost like they look at them as, oh, you leaving us behind now. Remember when we had your back way back when? Remember when you was a kid and you tried to steal that bag of chips from the store and you got caught lacking? I'm snitching on myself when I was a kid. But anyway, it's just that all jokes aside, I think as people progress in life, there comes a point where the people around you may not be the best benefit to you. And a lot of people don't figure that out until it's too late. And the people around them block them from what they were destined to do in the first place, but they don't realize that the blocking that their friends are doing is a personal choice because they chose to have those people in their life. So on the subject of people having poor inner circles, specifically men, do you believe that this is a reason why a lot of men don't achieve their goals and why?
Yes, I do believe that this is definitely a reason why a lot of men do not achieve their goals. However, I never believe it's too late. Even if you're still surrounded by that circle that's bringing you down when you need that uplift, or not giving you the support when you're asking for it, or doing something as simple as liking, sharing, and commenting. You know, we work with algorithms. This is 2021. Woo. It's free to share, like, and comment. So if you can't even get that kind of support, what kind of support are you going to get when you're needing of conversions from that inner circle?
That's a good
when you point. Have a, when you have a new line product out and you want your circle to buy it so that they can help promote it so that we all win, but that's not the case. So you have to change the people around you. No matter, it's never too late. You can be 60 years old, change the people around you to be more like where you want to be. You know, you are the equivalent of the five people you surround yourself with. If you surround Absolutely. Yourself by millionaires, you know that quote, you surround yourself by millionaires, you'll be the sixth millionaire. You surround yourself around five people who are just sitting on the couch playing video games, not making anything of themselves, then you're going to be the sixth person. So you really have to surround yourself around other people, and finding those other people is the hard part. But a lot of that, you find them when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
You know what? Speaking of which, I'm gonna grab the mic real quick. This man said, "This man just said it's very, very easy to like, comment, subscribe, and share." So, to all the listeners out there, y'all like, comment, subscribe, and share. You know, all that good stuff. But you know what? You do bring an incredibly powerful point there. A lot of times, we have people around us that we think are loyal to us. But I think there comes a point where loyalty only stretches but so far, and you'll figure out how far loyalty stretched when it's things that don't even require that much effort. I mean, I can't imagine how many times I've been on IG or I've been on Facebook, and it's as simple as a repost. It's as simple as a retweet, a sharing of someone's video. Like recently, you just put a new YouTube video out, which, by the way, I will add it into the I will hyperlink it for you guys to be able to get to it. So make sure you go support. But it's as simple as people doing things like that. and they refuse to do it. They will keep scrolling. So I guess the question is, at what point do you finally realize that although when it comes to partying, when it comes to going out, when it comes to doing things at home, these people may not be the ones that are that need to be around me when it ends? Because in my book, Altitude Tales of Resilience, I bring up a story of, isn't it funny that people will support you when it's very, very easy, but it's only easy because it's right there in their face, and so are you. But the minute you're not around and it's still easy, they have no intentions of helping. So at what point do you get rid of those people?
Well, it's really hard to find that sweet spot on where you need to drop people, when you need to, you know, not, or keeping them around. What I learned, it was you make a list. You really make a list. You say, okay, who on this list, the list of everyone you know that you're hanging around with on a daily basis or a weekly basis, someone that you're always around or talking to, giving your time to. And then are they supportive of what you're doing? Are they intrigued in what you're doing? Do they give you negativity? Do they give you positivity? Do they give you reinforcement? Do they give you slack? You know, you really have to write these things down, or else you won't see it. Mm. If you don't put it down on paper and pen in black and white, you will not see it. You'll come up with excuses in your head before you even come up with a problem. Wow. So you have to really put it right there in front of your face. Woo. Or get a friend to help you with it.
I think you said a lot. You said a whole lot right there. I think it's really that I'm taking that one. I didn't even think of that. So I know I find it funny that people will work jobs for years in management positions, and they will take notes of everything that an employee does well or does not do well. But when it comes to the people that are in their circle that make them successful, we don't write a single note down. Now, you may write an affirmation or two here and there. You might do a prayer here and there if they like go to the hospital or they have something personal going on. But that blows my mind. I never even thought about making a list of, this is what people do to benefit me and this is what they don't do. Because it might be time to not necessarily eliminate them, but place them at a different area in your life, just not in your inner circle.
Because your inner circle is what you spend the most of your time with.
Yes, sir.
Family, friends, mentors, employees, you know, other business partners. That's your inner circle. But you know, you have friends and acquaintances, and, you know, you have to categorize them as friends and acquaintances, and not someone that's there for your growth.
Right. Hey, Harrison, I'm gonna keep it moving, because this, you've already opened up a can of worms here. I could have a field day on this one all day long. So, sir, let's go to the next one. So the next reason we have that men have a fear of flying, going out and achieving their goals, number three, is that they're unwilling to invest in themselves. So when I say invest in themselves, that means you have a goal in mind of a job, a task, a skill, a record, something that you personally want to go out and achieve. And you know that it requires simplistic effort, meaning that if I want to go into a company, make a certain amount of money, and it requires me to be a project manager, I know all I have to do is log in, get a PMP, takes like $495. If I want to be an ACP, $495. If I want to go be a life coach, I can go online. There's multiple life coaching entities out there, like $200. Or better yet, in your field of consulting, they can start that on their own. And it's as simple as learning the game, buying the books. And we live in a day and age now where we have YouTube for everything. So 90% of these skills, we could Google it or YouTube it. And I learned how to build my website just by going on YouTube. Now I suffer for about 3 hours watching videos, but that's not the point. The point
you
I'm
did
getting
this,
at,
you did the self-invest. You did that self-work.
Yes, sir. So what that brings me to is, why do you think so many men are unwilling to invest in themselves?
Well, they don't want to, they won't invest in themselves because they don't see the immediate gratification of value.
Wow.
They see it as more work. They see it as, why would I pay for a $1,500 real estate course that will teach me seven aspects of real estate when I'm going to run into all these problems when I start doing after I learn it? You know, they think they can buy one course and be good. They think they can buy one course or one webinar or go attend one or two webinars and think that they know everything in that industry and that vertical. You can't do that. You have to ask questions. You have to talk to people. You have to talk to people that are doing what you're trying to do instead of taking advice from people that aren't doing anything that you're doing at all. So, man, you have to pay for that. Knowledge is power. Power is choice, and choice is freedom. So if you need the knowledge and they're charging $2,000 to get the knowledge for you to be free, you pay the $2,000 to get the knowledge to be free.
But you know what, though? I think what it also comes down to is that too many people believe that I need money in order to invest in myself, and because they live on a low-income budget, because, and I'm going to throw this one out there too, message, they're putting their money in the wrong investments. Like, we would rather go out and we would rather buy whatever clothing, we would rather buy whatever car that's beyond our car note budget capabilities, or the interest rate puts us in a place where we can't thrive long term, and it starts to hit people. So at what point do we stop saying to ourselves, money's not the issue, it's me?
And that's another self-awareness type of thing that you really have to ask yourself those questions, because you're right. It doesn't take any money to get yourself that self-improvement and invest into yourself, because, like you said, YouTube, I learned how to start a business and real estate, and got, like, my subject matter expertise is real estate. I didn't go to real estate school. I spent 20 hours a day, 7 days a week for 8 months straight on YouTube and talking to other real estate investors and talking to other realtors and talking to other business people just to learn how to navigate in a part of one field. So I didn't spend any money doing that, you know, but you really have to take the time to figure out what you want to do and how you got to do it. It's already been done. It's already been done. Whatever you're trying to do, it's already been done. You may have a tweaked idea for it, but it's already been done. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Take the wheel, put some turbo boosters on it, and make it better.
That part. All of that. All of what that man said. Yo, you know what? Hey, so here's something I want y'all to do. If you're watching this on Facebook, if you're watching this on YouTube, down in the comment section, when we drop this, what I want you to do, I want you to put down all of the free resources that you found to get into your industry of choice. So, for example, if it's project management, I want you to put the link to the certification. If you went into real estate and you didn't go the YouTube route, because clearly it worked for him because this man made money, I want you to put what you went through and I want you to put the link down there. What we want to do is eliminate the excuses that self-investment is impossible and that it requires thousands of dollars. Now, that's not to say that a $1,000 course isn't beneficial, but at least we put it out there so that people have a choice. So what we're doing, if number three, people not investing in themselves, is one of your reasons, we are eliminating it for you right now. And if you have a field that you're interested in that comment box, again, put the field that you want to get into that you don't know how to, and we will help you find those links. This is more than feasible. And don't forget, there's a whole consultant on the other end of this screen. I'm more than confident he can assist you at getting into some other fields too. But for now, just keep that in mind. We'll make sure we drop that down in the description box for you guys. So, hey, Mr. Gray, with that said, if you don't mind, let's move on to number four.
Absolutely. Let's roll.
All right. So number four, my favorite. Number four, inconsistency with work ethic. So here's my theory here. I think that there's a lot of people that want to do big and great things. And when they start progressing towards what they want, I love to use this phrase, especially when I talk to my kids or when I talk with friends and family. Everybody wants to be the beast, until the beast shows up. It's like, literally, it's like, imagine you're a wrestler and you're out in the ring and all of a sudden Brock Lesnar's music hits. Dun, 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 dun. And everybody's like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, it's exactly that energy hits them and they don't know what to do. So what I'm getting at is you start working on the road to success and they see this obstacle and the obstacle seems so big. So now instead of remaining consistent, not realizing that the consistency gets you through that obstacle, they decide to take a knee. They want to take a rest, but they take one that is so long, they lose all of their momentum. So what are your thoughts on, inconsistency with work ethic? Do you believe that this is one of the key factors that derails people from getting to the other side?
Yes. Yes, I do. So the consistency is the key factor to success. So there is nothing outside of consistency that matters more than that when you're trying to be successful in what you're trying to do. Because just like you said, when you take that knee for too long, you will lose the momentum and you're back at square one. You know, and then nobody wants to go through the rough patch of square one again. So you have people that are 60, 70 years old that will not start a business again, even though they tried when they're 30s and 40s, wow. But they lost that consistency and they lost the motive. They lost that the momentum. And so they're like, well, I'm not going to do that again. And they go back and get a job and they go back and live on their 401k for the rest of their life. But the consistency is key, but a tool that I found that's useful with consistency is give yourself small goals. Give yourself small goals every day. Not just that, like I'm talking about as small as making your bed, brushing your teeth in the morning, that self-care that you need to do anyway, every day anyway, that make those part of your goals. That way you can't say you didn't do anything today.
Yes, sir.
And then the next day you do the same thing. But every day you just focus on building that brick. You don't focus on building the wall. You don't focus on building the moat. You don't focus like fucking building the tower. You just focus on building that one brick, that one day. You do it again the next day. You do it again the next day. You do it again the next day. And you won't get bored. You won't get bored. You won't get complacent because that's usually what stops the momentum from rolling. That's what stops you from pushing and doing the same thing that you were doing in phase one. Now you're in phase two, which is that momentum. And you never get to phase three where you get what I like to get, I like to say, getting paid more than you expected or worth.
Right.
So because that's where that momentum picks up.
So when I hear this from you, what it makes me think is that people are diving into situations and they're biting off too much from Jump Street versus building the small steps, building that momentum over time. Do you think that's what I hear you saying.
In a way. So it doesn't matter how fast you grow, how slow you grow, or how fast you scale or how slow you scale.
Right.
It's about keeping up what's working.
Yes, sir.
Adding a little bit more every time, a little bit, just a little bit. I'm talking about the slightest little bit. It could be 0.001% more each day. And after a while, you have so much stuff going on that the first half of it's already automatic. Muscle memory, you've been in the service, you know what that is. You don't have to think about your majority of your day because it's unconscious. 90% of everyone's day is of subconscious, rudimentary acts. So if you can change those subconscious rudimentary acts, which is that consistency and redundancy of habit, you don't even think about it anymore. Next thing you know, it's everything just happens because you already did the hard work. You already did the foundation. You already did the infrastructure and everything just rolls into itself.
Wow. Sir, that makes sense. It does. Dang. I hope y'all are paying attention. This man is dropping gems on y'all. Like, but at this point you can go to the jewelry store and probably retire with that. Hey, sir, let's move in to number five.
Yeah.
This is another one of my favorites, and I've talked about this before. So I recently did a blog called The Social Media Detox. And I believe that periodically everyone needs to just log off social media for a day, 2 days. If you can do it without damaging your business message, that should take a week off from getting, you should get away from it for a bit. Now, if you're like me, one of the things I like to do, so there's an app called Later. And what I'll do is I'll go on the Later app. I'll set up all my pictures. I'll set up all of my comments. I've already preset my hashtags. I'll click one button. And once I hit that button, every post that I want to go up for the next 30 days, it goes up. So now the only thing I have to do is make time during my day for about 10 minutes. And during that 10-minute time, all I'm doing is commenting and responding back to people, following up, scheduling interviews, things like that, and I'm done. So for those that don't know, later.com, phenomenal app. I'll put that in the description for you too.
Yes.
But sir,
I second that.
But this brings me to my next point. I believe that too many people are using social media as a measuring stick as to how well they're performing. Do you believe that that is stopping people from getting to their next objective, looking at social media too hard?
Absolutely, in a way. Reason is because you have to look at social media very hard. You have to look at social media very diligently and deliberately. But at the same time, you should not ever let anything you see on social media affect how you do your business. You should not affect how you or what you do for your business. Like, some people actually allow comments and like, if you're on TikTok, you have stitches and duets and stuff like that, where they're letting the masses conduct how you do your business when you started your business to conduct your business the way you wanted to conduct your business in the first place. Ooh. So you can't do that. You have to not care what people say. You have to not care what people think about what you're doing if you feel that you're doing the right thing. If you feel like you're doing your passion, you're not hurting anybody, then it shouldn't bother anybody else. Let those trolls lay where they lay.
That part. let those trolls. Oh man. Look, hold on. My bad. I had to write that one down. Let those trolls lay where they lay. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Sir, hey, I'm going to let y'all sit on that one. But he said a lot right there. Social media is crushing a lot of people. And I understand from a business standpoint, we always want to retain competitive advantage. But you got to avoid letting social media run your life and put you in a position where you feel like you can't take flight. You just
the
can't
best
let it
way. Happen. Yeah, you can't do it. But the best way that I've seen on how to navigate through it is create your content, create your products, create your services for you.
Right.
Don't do it for your consumer. Don't do it for your followers or anything like that. Do it for you. They wouldn't be buying your product or following you or engaging with you if they didn't like what you were doing.
Sir, I'm gonna let y'all sit on that one because that's deep in itself. Hey, Mr. Gray, we got a little more time left. Let me get these two for you. So yes. I think that now you hit another one earlier, but I'm gonna run it back. Failure to plan. Let's say that an individual, a man sets goals, but he never makes a plan to get to the big picture. It's like training to go to the NFL, but you never go through all the wickets. So what's the point of making a plan if you're not actually going to action it? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But if you make a plan and you don't execute it, you still plan to fail. So what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, a lot of people talk about starting a business, or they want to do this, or I love to paint, or I love to play video games, or I love to stream and stuff like that. Then why aren't you doing it? If you want to do something and you're passionate about something, I don't care if it's baseball cards or air hockey. I want to be a professional air hockey player. Okay, you practice, you're really good at it. That's why you love it. Okay, so are there professional air hockey players? Is there Olympics for it? Who do I have to talk to? What kind of sponsors sponsor those type of sports? Let me go talk to them and see if I can get in. Let me send 100 emails to 100 different companies to try and be their CFO if I'm trying to be a CFO for somebody. You know, you got to do the work if you want it. If you don't want it, then go get a job at McDonald's like everybody else.
I love this right now.
Candor is there, but it gets to the point where you have to be upset at yourself. You have to be upset at yourself that you didn't do this. You have to be upset at yourself that, oh, I have an entire business plan planned out. I can do it, but now I don't have any money. Go find it. There's thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of investors out there that's funding Pop Tops. Come on.
Sir. Yo, there's somebody, you know what?
Somebody just got mad.
I'm gonna throw this out there. If you're upset right now, I'm happy.
Thank you.
I'm looking dead into the screen. And for those that are listening, I'm talking directly to you. If you are upset right now, I want you to know I am extremely happy because you probably needed to hear this and you just didn't want to. So
yep.
Welcome to Harrison Greg. Welcome to the Altitude Podcast, baby. Hey, sir, I got one more for you. One final point.
All right, what we got?
Sir, I believe the last reason I got for tonight, and there's more, and I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, solely based on this conversation, we got to come back for a part two. This is like...
we got to come back for a part two.
So, sir, here's the last one. I believe the reason that a lot of men have a fear of flying, going out and achieving their dreams is because they lack self-esteem. Now, hear me out on this. I believe that some men will talk themselves out of a goal before they can even start, or they'll talk themselves out of the goal in the middle of approaching their success. Why do you think so many people lack the self-esteem to achieve, or why they get in the middle of it and they start to feel down, they start to lack that confidence? What do you think causes the lack of self-esteem that prevents men from flying and achieving their goals?
That has everything to do with your indoctrination growing up.
Absolutely.
Everything to do with what your environment was growing up and that's because the way that most people are taught is that you're taught to memorize things. You're taught to do the right thing. You're taught to not get any help and figure it out on your own.
Yes, sir.
At a very young age. I'm talking about preschool. And it carries on through college and graduate school. So when you are told not to make mistakes, you won't. When you're told not to fail, you won't. If you do not make mistakes and you do not fail, you will not grow. You will not learn. You will not progress. You'll keep doing the same thing over and over again because you're going to stay in that bubble. You're going to stay in that comfortable bubble because this job makes sure that I have a paycheck every 2 weeks or a month. This job makes sure that I have benefits to support me and my family, or it's that security that it hinders you for that self-esteem, because that security allows you to feel high self-esteem about your life because everything is good. Everything's paid for. You're not worried about where your next check is coming from. You know, you're investing in the 401k. You got a little bit of savings on the side or whatever, but you still cry in your car on your way home because you're stuck in traffic, or you can't take that extra vacation that your kids really want, or let's say your kids in gymnastics and they're going to nationals, and now you can't afford nationals because you stayed secure for the past 25 years.
Man. Woo.
So if you want to not be mediocre, then don't be mediocre. If you don't want, if you want to do things that people aren't doing, you have to do things that people aren't doing. And if that's what, and if the case is, you know, starting it, then you really have to ask yourself how much you really want it.
Wow.
What are you willing to sacrifice to get it? And then if you're halfway through it and you fall off because you don't want it and you have that that low self-esteem and you're like, I'm right there, I'm making good money, but I'm not exactly where I want to go for my goals, so I'm going to stop and I'm going to go back and get a job. And that's because they're still scared of failure. It's like, oh, I got to where I'm at. I got to where I'm going. I just need one more step. But if I take that step, there is no going back. If I take that step, I could lose everything. And they just stop. They just stop because it usually gets to the point where you have an opportunity in business, and that opportunity involves risk. It may not be every, may not lose everything, but it may be something like you might lose 30% of your equity. That's a hard hit. But if you don't do that, you're not going to get any growth. If you don't do that, you're going to be stuck right where you are. And if you want to go higher than that, that's what you got to do. And if that's what you're not going to do, you're not going to go any further.
Y'all heard what he said. At the end of the day, man, I just want to smack the mic right now and just shake. Ah, why won't you do what you're supposed to do? Sir, hey, Mr. Gray, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to the people. So I'm gonna wrap this up real quick. So for everybody, the seven reasons we listed out: one, lack of vision; two, a poor inner circle; three, they don't invest in themselves; four, an inconsistency with their work ethic; five, they compare themselves to social media; six, they fail to plan; seven, a lack of self-esteem. There's a lot of things, but what we've done, what Mr. Gray has done tonight, is he's laid out in black and white ways to get around those obstacles to get where you're trying to go. So what I need you to do, take this podcast, share this with your friends, because I guarantee there's someone else that needs to hear this message equally, and if not, more than you do. I guarantee it. So with that being said, my last question for you, sir, what's the best way for the people to get in contact with you?
Well, the easiest way is Instagram, you know, Harrison Gray Consulting. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok. It's all Harrison Gray Consulting across the board. Check me out. It has links to my website on each one of those. Just click the link. It has all the options available. It has my last podcast up there. This one will be up there, so that you guys can see. And then you can also make an appointment. There's a free newsletter until the end of this month. After this month, it will be $4.99. So you might want to get it now while it's free, because you get grandfathered in.
Hey, y'all. Hey, we talked about self-investment earlier. This is another opportunity for some free self-investment. So, hey, get on top of that while you can. Hey, again, hey, Mr. Gray, thank you so much for coming out and kicking it with us and just dropping wisdom. You are dropping so much knowledge. I'm telling y'all, I'm heading to the jewelry store. It's like seven, it's almost 8 o'clock at night. I'm about to head to the jewelry store to get all these pieces linked together. So, hey, but for real talk, hey, thank you so much for coming and talking with us tonight. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Ken. Seriously, thank you for having me.
Hey guys, that's all the time we've got this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure once again, subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel at KFitz Inspires. Y'all know where I'm at on IG at all times. And make sure you take this episode and you share it. Somebody else needs this message. But for now, that's all the time we got. My name is KFitz Inspires. On the other end is Mr. Harrison Gray. In the meantime, in between time, move your dreams, move the world. We're out of here. Peace.